They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It is Friday, and Jeff Pitts, he's the managing editor over at CityView, who has been working his fingers to the bone. Bone fingers, because they have this really great edition coming out pretty soon. And what is it, Jeff?
It's called Explore Des Moines.
Explore Des Moines. Stuff going on in the Des Moines metro.
That's right. And 6 months worth.
6 months of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of stuff.
It is. And a lot of places don't plan ahead that far, so it's a little bit extra to try and
right.
Track it down.
Yeah, people want to maybe start making plans now.
Mm-hmm. No, but, I mean the organizations.
Oh, you know, those people.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. Well, anyway, Explore Des Moines is coming out when?
Let's see. I just focus on my deadline. End of March.
End of March. All right. While at the same time, you're still doing CityView.
Yeah.
I love it.
We got a great issue coming out, too.
Really? What's the flagship story?
The cover will be the Iowa Girls High School
Wrestling
Association. No. You know, we're the one of two states to have their own designated girls high school association.
Really? And other states, they mix them up? They're like,
yeah, you just have one athletic union, you know.
Yeah, so we have boys and girls.
Yep.
Got it. All right, big story.
And it's kind of a neat thing because they just trumpet for the girls. So.
All right, neat.
Yeah,
right.
Be good.
Baseball's going to start pretty soon.
Baseball.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's almost March. The boys of summer will be taking the field in just 2 months, maybe.
Spring training's probably started.
Yeah, probably.
Pitchers and catchers.
I love it. Speaking of pitchers and catchers,
yeah,
our granddaughter has been doing pitching and catching.
Really? Softball?
Softball. Softball. They practice all winter long.
Is that right?
Yeah, they go to batting cages, you know, and they're serious about this stuff.
What position does she play?
Catcher.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's a great, and she's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she hollers at people, you know, and and she directs traffic out there with people. Oh, yeah, it's really fun to watch. Yeah. You know what we're doing tomorrow night?
Huh?
On Saturday night, we're going to the Black and Gold Ball.
What's that?
That's the ZKL, Zeta Lambda, Zeta Kappa Lambda Educational Foundation. They have a ball.
I think I saw this.
Yeah. Downtown Marriott. My date?
I did see this. Yeah.
It was Jovi.
All right.
Yeah.
She's going to love it.
She's already excited about it.
Huh.
Yeah. Good stuff.
That'll be fun.
We've just taken 2.5 minutes of people's time.
Not getting it back.
Not getting it back. All right. What do we got? What's going on?
Let's see. We have, do you believe in fairies?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Good. Because they believe in you, Mark.
Of course they do.
Everyone thinks they know Peter Pan, but until you've heard Tinkerbell's side of the story, you really have not heard it at all.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah. So the Playhouse.
Going to do Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell.
Nice.
That starts tonight, runs for through end of March. But.
So make sure you go see Tink. We have a dog by the name of Tinker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he vocal?
You know, she is such a weird dog. She has this motor skill. She doesn't walk very well. She looks like she's shicker. And so she walks kind of like side to side and stumbles a lot. And it's kind of, you know, until you realize that she's never known any different. She's about 6 years old. She's another rescue dog. Anyway, Tinker has a little bell on her so we don't step on her because because she's all over the place, you know, poor thing. She is cute. But when she barks, sounds like a goose. She's got this horrible underbite. Oh, yeah, she's a mess. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to Michael Libby's world.
All right. So we got Tinker going on.
Mm-hmm. 38 specials coming to Hoyt Sherman.
All right, rock it out.
Mm-hmm. City View's chocolate walks tonight. There's going to be chocolate.
On Friday night. Friday night. Tonight. Chocolate walk. West Glen. All the chocolate you can.
Chocolate.
All right.
Chocolate.
We should have talked about this last week.
What's your favorite kind of chocolate?
Milk.
Ooh, that's a good answer. I would not have said that, but that is the truth.
Yeah,
I love chocolate. Love,
and yeah.
Ah, I haven't had a good glass. I'm getting a chocolate milk as soon as I leave
here. There you go.
All right, this weekend, grab your robe, grab your wand, and magical harp. Harry Potter fans rejoice because the Des Moines Symphony is putting on Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in concert.
No.
You read the Harry... I've
never read any.
Never. No. Me neither. Yeah,
never seen a movie. Never read any of the books. Neither. I'm
zero knowledge on Harry Potter, and I feel like I'm...
You feel like I do. So, you know, you're just not with it.
Not with it. That's right. It's almost like you can't cooperate in the culture.
Correct.
Because everybody else knows this thing.
Exactly.
You have no idea.
J.K. Rowling. Right? She's the author.
I think there's an S on the end of her name.
Rollins, yeah.
No, maybe not. It's Rowling. Rollins, yeah. Or I don't know how you say it. I don't even know how you say
JK it. to her friends. So, yeah, Harry Potter. I got nothing. I do, you know, anyway. Yeah.
What?
No, his glasses are cool. I've seen pictures.
Okay. What else we have here? Bluegrass Festival.
All right, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Starts tonight, runs to tomorrow.
Nothing like great bluegrass.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Bluegrass, good. Huh. Banjo, fiddle, mandolin.
Mandolin?
Washboard.
Oh, wow.
That's good stuff.
Milk jug?
Milk jug, yeah. Time to dime.
High school state championships going all right now.
For what? Wrestling?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in there.
The tournament's going on right now.
There's a lot of people.
Championship
going.
Saturday night. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of pickup trucks.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Folks getting lost.
Probably.
Making wrong turns on one ways.
I'll bet the mall is full right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the chocolate walk's going to be meeting
the wrestling. Wow. Chocolate wrestling.
Should be fun.
Yeah, I tend to remember. There was a nightclub someplace that had chocolate wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. This goes back a long, long time ago. I know there was oil wrestling at one time in one of those places, but I think they had some chocolate wrestling.
Here in town?
I don't think it was.
Take a lot of chocolate.
Well, I know, but, you know. It's a lot of Hershey's.
Probably the last thing I'd want to do with chocolate is wrestle in chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
It seems like the worst use possible.
All right, wrestling going on.
Saturday night's fight night.
Yeah?
You boxing fan?
No. I've seen it every once in a while. You know, just...
You know, I don't watch much anymore, but I grew up watching...
Friday night fights?
No.
Saturday night fights?
No, they didn't have that. That's why boxing's dead. Is kids my age...
Didn't.
And really younger, it was all pay-per-view, so you couldn't watch it.
Oh. So, yeah. Anyway, when I was growing up, they had, I think it was Friday night fights, I think.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite?
Rocky Marciano.
Yeah?
I don't know. Sound good?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. I don't know if the timeline works, but...
Right. I don't know either.
Okay, so there's a heavyweight championship fight tonight, or Saturday night.
Good.
Yeah.
Where?
It's the first good one, like, forever, like, since the 80s.
Where is that happening?
Well, it's in Las Vegas.
Oh, oh, so you can watch it. Is it pay-per-view again?
It is pay-per-view, but you can also go to the Jordan Creek 20 at the mall.
And then watch it out there.
Yeah.
If you're so inclined.
Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury.
Ooh, Tyson Fury. I like that.
He had to have been named after Mike Tyson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long-awaited rematch of undefeated. Oh, I would kind of like to see this.
Pummeling each other.
What do you think a pay-per-view costs nowadays? I didn't think to look it up.
No idea. No idea.
I was just listening to the radio. There was a guy on the sports radio. He was saying he used to have... pay-per-view friends.
Oh, really?
Meaning.
Yeah, he would go over to their
friends
house.
Friends with people strictly because their parents would get pay-per-views.
Not that you're using them or anything. Right. Right.
He wasn't proud of it, but.
You guys got to do what you got to do.
You got to do.
You know, come on.
When you're a kid, you don't have a lot of options. If you want to see that fight, you'll do anything. All right. Sailor Vale, Lake Eagle Watch. Sunday, 4 p.m., free. Come watch the Eagles soar.
Eagles soaring at Sailor Vale.
Yep.
Nice. Bring your binoculars and your camera.
Yeah. You ever seen a bald eagle?
Yes. I saw a bald eagle one time swoop down and grab a snake.
Wow.
It was out in Wyoming
or something. Back of a dollar bill.
Yeah. And so I was at this rodeo back in the day, and I was talking about this, and this guy who was a Native American guy said, "Ooh, that's big medicine." I said, "What?" He said, "Oh, yeah, well, you see something like that, that's big medicine."
What's that mean?
I don't know. Good luck, I guess.
I'm going to start saying that. That's big medicine.
Big medicine, yeah.
It's big medicine right there.
Yeah.
Iowa Wolves play Sunday versus the South Bay Lakers.
Hate them.
7 p.m. at the Well. Botanical Blues. Let's see. This week we have CC Stewart and Radio Train.
Radio Train.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I like that name.
How many panels do you think in the botanical?
In the ceiling thing? I don't know. You would know this because I think you wrote a thing about this, didn't you?
665, I think.
665 panels.
Thereabouts.
Do you remember before it really got its second life? It was kind of dungy and dirty down there, and they didn't clean the panels for a long time. But then, then they got on their own thing, and it's really nice.
And they take a lot of Windex. Do they use Windex?
I don't know. Got to be careful because of them plants.
National Pancake Day is Tuesday. Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really already Fat
Tuesday?
That's
what the internet said.
My gosh. Wow, okay.
Fat Tuesday. That's a great name, by the way.
It is.
Day. Yeah. Every day should be Fat Tuesday. So it's National Pancake Day. Free short stack of buttermilk pancakes at IHOP.
Yeah? Free pancakes at IHOP. You know, there's one just down over on Douglas near the Merle Hay Mall.
Didn't they try to change their name?
Yeah, well, they went through this. It was all...
disaster.
No, it was...
Or was it like a Pepsi,
it was,
New Coke thing?
Right. Well, actually, it was just a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were going to do burgers or something like that. It's silly. But got people to talking about IHOP.
Yeah, it worked.
Because
remember New Coke?
Of course.
So that was the rumor that they just did that just to...
Just to... No, they were really serious about New Coke. Those guys, I mean, they had, bottles and everything, ads.
Yeah, they discontinued Coca-Cola Classic.
And people were just crazy.
People went crazy.
Yeah. But the IHOP thing, it went IHOB. They put a B.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't. And it was because of burgers, but it was all a marketing thing.
So. Huh.
See what you learn here?
I would like to have a glass of New Coke. Is there any way
I don't think
get
you
it?
Can get it. No, unless somebody's got some stashed away in their bunker. For the end of times, you got to have a bunker.
I'd also like to have a bunker.
You don't have a bunker?
Not yet.
You got one? Yeah, of course. Got everybody's got one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you keeping that bunker?
New Coke.
Anastasia is playing at the Civic Center.
Anastasia.
Starting Tuesday.
What a fabulous story that is.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anastasia, of course, was the daughter of Tsar Nicholas, who was rumored to have survived the assassination of the entire family by those Bolsheviks.
Really?
Yeah. And there was people that claimed to be Anastasia years later.
You Anastasia?
Yeah, I'm not. No, but I might know her. But yeah, it's a real deal. That's a great, great story.
Brave young woman sets out to discover the mystery of her past.
Yeah. So where is this at?
Civic Center.
Nice.
Tuesday. Oklahoma, the musical. You know musicals? You know Oklahoma? It's kind of your...
Yeah, Yeah.
Where the wind
rushes down the plain. Da, 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 da. Yeah, all right. I know this. Yeah. Oh, Oklahoma.
Starts tonight in Altoona, Class Act Productions Community Theater.
How long does it go?
This runs through March 8th, I think.
Got it. Okay.
Iowa Wild play Tuesday, and the Chicago Wolves, which you hate.
Hate them.
Judgment time. Who are you going? Where are you going?
Where am I going? Anastasia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great, you know, kind of semi-historical, hysterical thing. What about you? What are you doing? Gonna go see the fight?
Probably go. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, I probably won't, but,
well, you can ask your bride. You can say, honey, you know.
If I could do it for the price of a movie ticket, maybe, I wonder if it's just 10 bucks to get into the.
Probably. Or you could have a pay-per-view friend.
You want to go? Oh, you're busy, sir.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be Jeff's pay-per-view friend and invite him over, hit us up on Twitter. At IOB underscore news hour. And if you got pay-per-view and you can invite Jeff over, you have new friendship.
Pay-per-view friend.
Yeah, I like it.
Have to keep that in mind moving forward.
All right, that it?
That's it.
That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Pitts is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He comes in each and every week talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast week. Thanks so very much for having tuned in all week long. We will be back, of course, on the Redidio on Sunday at a special time because basketball is being played over there in UNI. So it's on News Talk 1540 KXEL. It is called The Week in Review. Inside on Business, the News Hour Week in Review. So that's the next time we'll be together. But then again, Monday is our podcast. You can follow us all over the place on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. We've got a Facebook page. We've got all kinds of stuff going on out there. And you can subscribe. And you can get this in your inbox every single day. And then, just like Jeff, you can weigh 16 minutes.
Not getting it back.
Yeah, I get it back. All right. All right, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.